This is Dr. Inigo dictating a disability physical for a claimant by the name of Luis Alonso Garcia. Date of birth, September 16, 1972. Case ID number is 603-3382. Date of exam, July 25, 2023. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical records available prior to examination. Yes, medical records from Laser Surgical Solution, RGV, LLC, dated 4/26/2023. Identifying information. This is a 50-year-old divorced male with no children who presented to my office for a disability evaluation to evaluate allegations of depression / post-traumatic stress disorder, comma, umbilical hernia with obstruction, comma, hypertension, comma, lumbar sacral back pain, comma, hypothyroidism, comma, obesity, comma, and anemia. The claimant is presently unemployed, and his last employment date was in 2004, where he worked at Walmart for 3 years, unloading trucks. During that time, he worked 8 hours per day, 5 days out of the week, and 4 weeks out of the month. At the present time, he lives in a halfway house. The claimant was in prison for 18 years, and he is presently not receiving disability benefits. Allegation number one, depression / post-traumatic stress disorder. The claimant states that in 2005, he was incarcerated and started to develop severe depression. He states while he was in prison, he saw many horrible acts of violence, which traumatized him. He denies any suicidal attempts, but has had suicidal ideation, where he states he didn't want to live anymore. The claimant suffers from insomnia, sadness, decreased motivation, concentration, and anger episodes. He denies any problems with his appetite, crying spells, but states that he feels severe depression and has no motivation or energy to do anything. Sometimes he states that he sees shadows and he always feels like someone is tapping on his knee. At the present time, he's taking sertraline hydrochloride, 100 milligrams QD, and appears to be responding well to the medication. His condition appears to be stable at this time. Allegation number two, umbilical hernia with obstruction. The claimant states that in 2009, he developed a huge umbilical hernia that had to be surgically repaired. The surgery of the hernia was performed November 15, 2022. He states the character of the pain is a pulling pain located in the mid-abdominal area, which would last for 1 or 2 hours, and it was a pain that he had every day. He states he had difficulty moving around because of the large grapefruit-sized hernia that he had. The associated symptoms include nausea, melena, and weakness. He denies any vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, or hematemesis. He states that he has not lost any weight in the last year and is food intolerant to spicy foods. He has had a surgery repair of the hernia with very good results, and he states he feels much better at this time. Allegation number three, hypertension. The claimant states that in 2006 he was having symptoms of chest pain, and occipital headaches. He denies any shortness of breath. He states he'd been having those symptoms for approximately 1 year, along with blurred vision, before he was diagnosed with hypertension. He denies any in-organ damage such as myocardial infarction, cerebrovascular accident, or nephropathy. He's presently taking hydrochlorothiazide, 25 milligrams QD, and lisinopril, 40 milligrams QD. His blood pressure at this visit was 139 over 82 mmHg, which indicates that he is very well controlled. Allegation number 4, lumbar sacral back pain. The claimant states that since 2003, he has been in multiple motor vehicle accidents and suffers from cervical spine and lumbar sacral back spine pain. He states the character of the pain is a stabbing pain located mostly in the lumbar sacral back area, which radiates down to his left leg. He states he also has pain that radiates down to his left shoulder. He was diagnosed by MRI as having two herniated discs of the lumbar sacral spine and two herniated discs of the cervical spine. In 2004, one steroid injection was given. His limitations include being able to walk 1.5 blocks, comma, stand for 10 minutes, comma, sit for 2 hours, comma, lift approximately 20 pounds above his head and bend over to pick up clothes. He has no assistive devices that he uses, and his physician is Dr. John Lung. His daily activities include sleeping, comma, watching TV, comma, doing light housework, comma, and sweeping and mopping in the halfway house. He denies going to the grocery store, cooking, or doing the laundry. He has not seen a chiropractor or received any kind of physical therapy. He is presently on diclofenac sodium 50 milligrams BID, which he states does give him some relief. The claimant was diagnosed with herniated disc times 2 of the lumbar sacral back area as well as the cervical spine area, which appears to be fairly well controlled. Allegation number 5, hypothyroidism. The claimant states that in 2006, he was diagnosed with hypothyroidism. He states that he was sluggish, he had depression, weakness, weight gain, and decreased energy, as well as always being tired. He states he was always somewhat swollen. He was diagnosed as having a thyroid goiter. A medication of levothyroxine sodium 150 micrograms QD was given. He states his symptoms have somewhat gone down, and apparently his physicians had told him that he is well controlled with the medication that he is taking at this time. Allegation number 6, morbid obesity. The claimant states that in 2010, he was morbidly obese and weighed 320 pounds. His BMI at this time is 43, and he weighs approximately 310 pounds. He did lose weight while he was in prison by walking and got down to 205. However, he states that because of his umbilical hernia, he had difficulty in ambulating. The claimant has not had any surgeries or medications given for his condition. He is presently seeing a dietitian for weight control and has lost a little bit of weight. Allegation number 7, anemia. The claimant states in January 2023, he was diagnosed with anemia. He denies being given medications or transfusions, and he does not know what his H&H, hematocrit and hemoglobin levels are at this time. Number 8, left knee pain. The claimant states that he has had multiple injuries to his left knee and has had reconstruction surgery performed on 11/1995 to repair his left knee. However, the claimant, because of his morbid obesity, is now having problems with instability of his left knee. His symptoms include swelling, warmth, pain and stiffness, increased pain with cold, damp weather, and pain that he feels daily. His limitations include being able to walk 1.5 blocks, stand for 10 minutes, climb 1 flight of stairs, squat and bend over to pick up clothes. The claimant is right-handed dominant and is able to write, use a coffee cup, open up a jar top, use a skillet, sweep a room, button his clothes, and lift approximately 20 pounds above his head. He has no assistive devices that he uses, and his physician is Dr. Long. He is presently taking diclofenac sodium, 50 milligrams BID for pain, which does give him relief. He states that the only other physical activity he does is sweeping and mopping. Family history. The father died of a myocardial infarction at the age of 70. He also had hypertension. His mother is alive, and she's 74, but suffers from a fatty liver, cirrhosis of the liver, and osteoarthritis. Medications. Number one, lisinopril, 40 milligrams QD. Citrulline hydrochloride, 100 milligrams QD. Levothyroxine sodium, 150 micrograms QD. Diclofenac sodium, 50 milligrams QD. Hydrochlorothiazide, 25 milligrams QD. Hydroxyzine pamelate, 25 milligrams QD. Medical problems, hypertension, anemia, history of fatty liver, morbid obesity, depression / post-traumatic stress disorder, anxiety, hypothyroidism, major surgeries, repair of an abdominal hernia performed November the 15th, 2022. Also, the claimant had reconstruction of his knee in November 1995 of his left knee. Social history. The claimant has a history of smoking 1 pack of cigarettes every 4 days for 20 years. Alcohol. The claimant states he drinks socially. The claimant denies any delirium tremors or seizure disorder. Substance abuse. The claimant states he used marijuana and cocaine. He denies the use of crack, heroin, or IV drugs. The last time he used cocaine was in 1990. Communicable diseases. The claimant denies any history of hepatitis, HIV, or any sexually transmitted diseases. Physical examination. Temperature is 97.8 Fahrenheit. Weight, 310 pounds. Height, 5 feet, 9 and a half inches. BP, 139 over 82 mmHg. Heart rate, 95 beats per minute. Respiration, 16 respirations per minute. General. This is a 50-year-old male who appears to be his stated age and is in no acute distress. He also appears to be a reliable historian who presented to my office for a disability examination. Could you drop down to the last two sentences? Visual acuity was mildly abnormal. Confrontational visual fields were grossly normal. Snellen vision. OD uncorrected is 20/70. Pinhole is 20/70. OS uncorrected is 20/50. Pinhole is 20/40. Binocular uncorrected is 20/50. Abdomen. Abdomen was soft, non-tender, but mildly distended on palpation. Normal active bowel sounds were auscultated. No organ megaly or mass is appreciated on evaluation. However, the claimant is morbidly obese. There is a 7-centimeter horizontal surgical scar in the umbilical area, which appears to be intact and healed, where a grapefruit-size hernia was there before, as shown by pictures that the claimant showed me. Could you please drop down to after extremities? There is a 7-centimeter midline surgical scar of the left knee where a knee reconstruction was performed. The claimant does have instability of that knee and appears to have crepitus skin. No lesions were appreciated over the body. However, the claimant did have multiple tattoos. Could you drop down to cerebellar function? The claimant's gait was slow, steady, and symmetric. The claimant did not come with assisted device. His hand-eye coordination was good and finger-to-nose was normal. Heel-to-shin exam was normal and the Romberg sign was negative. Could you please drop down to muscular skeletal? The claimant did have some palpable muscle spasms and tenderness of the left knee. His knee appears to be unstable, and he does have a knee brace. He also has crepitus sounds with range of motion. He does have a history of reconstruction, but has re-injured his knee. And he does have tenderness in that knee area. There is normal range of motion of the cervical, thoracic, and lumbar spine. The claimant was able to forward flex within 3 inches of the floor. There is normal range of motion, motor, and sensory findings in the upper and lower extremities. Straight leg raise exam in the sitting and supine position was normal. Sensory examination was normal to light touch throughout the body. There is normal range of motion of both knees. However, the claimant does have pain with the left knee secondary to damage. The claimant had moderate difficulty in squatting and getting up on his own. No difficulty was noted upon the claimant's ability to rise from a sitting position, and the claimant was able to get up and down from the exam table without difficulty. The claimant had no difficulty in walking on his heels and toes, as well as being able to walk at a normal tandem rate. He could stand on one foot bilaterally, but was unable to hop on each foot bilaterally. Assisted devices. He requires no assisted devices at this time. Neurological. Muscle strength was +5/5 for all tested areas except for the left lower extremity, where he had some weakness secondary to mild knee pain, which was 4/5. Fine and dexterous finger control is normal bilaterally. X-rays of the left knee, no acute findings. X-rays of the lumbar sacral spine, no acute findings. Functional capacity. Based on the current examination, the claimant's ability to sit, stand, and move about is mildly restricted. He is able to lift, carry, and handle objects. The claimant hears and speaks well. There is some evidence of joint deformity, bone and tissue destruction of the left knee. The claimant is able to heel, toe, and tandem walk. There is normal grip strength bilaterally. His ability to reach, handle, finger, and feel is unrestricted. On examination, the claimant shows no evidence of muscle wasting, but does show some fatigue secondary to morbid obesity. The claimant has no limitations in his visual fields and minor limitations in his visual acuity. He's able to communicate very well without limitations, but does have some restricted limitations in his workplace environment secondary to morbid obesity. Probable diagnoses. Number one, depression/post-traumatic stress disorder. Being treated at this time, appears to be responding well to the medications. Number two, umbilical hernia without obstruction has been corrected surgically, and the claimant appears to be doing well. The surgical scar appears to be well healed. Number three, hypertension being treated at this time. Blood pressure was 139/82 mmHg, which is normal. Number four, lumbar sacral back pain and cervical pain, secondary to herniated disc, normal physical exam. Number five, hypothyroidism, secondary to thyroid goiter, is being treated at this time and has been told that his condition is getting better. Number six, morbid obesity. The claimant is morbidly obese but is being treated with a nutritionist and a dietitian for his condition. Number seven, anemia. The claimant was told recently that he was anemic, but they have not given him any medication for his condition. This is the end of the dictation for a claimant by the name of Luis Oloso Garcia.